Lighter mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Snow wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is most appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I hope you're having a blessed day, because I certainly am. And let me start off by saying I do not own the rights to this song that I just played a little piece of. I'm sitting here listening to it on the radio, and I thought, oh, this would be a perfect song to play right now with the circumstances that I am dealing with. And so, yeah. Anyway, how are you? I am doing so well. I guess this would be the second podcast in my Make the Devil Matter series. Yeah, I was getting ready to say serious because I am serious. But yeah, I had to just stop before I get back to my real estate lessons and just give God some praise, first of all, for this day. This is the day that He has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I've been doing that since very early this morning. And guess what? I have no intentions on stopping. And I'm going to share just a little bit about my day on yesterday. I hope that you enjoyed yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed the Valentine's Day holiday. I certainly did. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that, talk a little bit about why my voice has been sounding the way that it has and it is now, but it was a little worse on the last episode. And I found out yesterday exactly why. Before I get into any of that, I'm going to tell you where my episodes can be heard. The ones that I can remember offhand, because I do not have my list in front of me. It's definitely on all of the major platforms, and I am so thankful and grateful to everyone who has made that possible. Anchor is one, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, Amazon, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Geo7, Geo7, and Spotify, of course. And again, all of the other major platforms. My other podcast, Reset Today with Stephanie J, which, you know, I did about a good 40 to 50 episodes, and then I stopped, recording on the Spreaker platform. I canceled my paid membership, and I don't think they like that too much, but I was having a lot of problems with them, and so I chose not to continue. They basically shut down all of my, all of my links to the episode. So even though they told me, okay, it'll continue to be available for a certain amount of time, it was not. And so YouTube had already saved those episodes, and they weren't in order. But my beautiful son, Christian, I talked about him quite a bit on the last episode. He's always getting radio press. Actually, I'm going to talk a little bit more about him too. It was just funny, just seeing all of the attention that he was getting yesterday while we were out, as he does. But yesterday was a different situation, and he got quite a bit more attention than usual. But he took those episodes and he said to me, I think this is about 2 years ago. He said, Mom, he said, I don't think that you should just let those sit. He said, you've done a lot of hard work, you know, with these episodes. He said, why don't you let me make you a YouTube channel specifically for your podcast? And then he said, I'll put them together as best I can, find the order, and then you can just go ahead and play them. And so that's what he did. And I think he did at least half of them. And they're available on YouTube under Reset Today with Stephanie J. And those are shorter podcasts. They're a little different. So I'm turning up this radio just a little bit, just to have a little something playing. I do not own the rights to anything that may come through, and it may not. I have no control over the volume because I don't have the microphones or anything set up, you know. And so anyway, once in a while, I will go back and listen to some of them, and they bless me because I don't really know what I'm talking about in a lot of these episodes until I go back and I listen to them, because they're not scripted. I don't write down and, you know, plan out or anything like that. So really blesses me. And I see by the analytics that people are still being blessed, because A Brand New Day with Stephanie J, although I do not podcast regularly, I've mentioned that I come on once in a while just to keep it active. You know, I did a lot of work to build this platform up. Some of the platforms were added on after I started with Anchor, and they contacted and they did some things to move my podcast on. But a lot of them was harder to get on. For example, iHeartRadio. You can't just, you know, get on iHeart. You actually have to send them what they request. And it's a little process that you go through, and they decide if, you know, they'll accept your podcast on their platform. And so I, you know, went through the process, didn't hear back. And it took a while. There was some miscommunication. And then they went in and found out that they had accepted it, but I wasn't notified. And my podcast was available on iHeart before I even knew it. I found out by accident. So iHeart, Pandora. Oh, I didn't mention Pandora. I've been on Pandora for over 2 years. Pandora is also a different process, and you yourself have to go through that. So, you know, Apple, Google. So I'm blessed. I don't, you know, look so much at what everyone else is doing. I know what I set out to do. My podcast basically was to aim, and I'm getting way off my subject, and I'm probably going to break down and do another episode because I don't want to be very long. But anyway, sometimes I just like the flow. I just appreciate the opportunity to do it. I appreciate those who have listened, those who do, and those who have been reached. I've gotten many comments and compliments. People have shared with me, even out in California, how the podcast has blessed them. And I get to see daily analytics. So my podcasts have about 5,500 listens across the board. And I can even see what my most popular episodes are. The one right now that has the most has been there for quite a while, called Just to Encourage You. And that lets me know that a lot of people are in need of encouragement. I have the top 10 listen to podcasts. And then I get a breakdown of where it's being held and how many plays and things like that. So I'm just grateful to have the opportunity and the platform and to be able to, you know, voice my thoughts and feelings and opinions. And so I thank you to everyone who has ever taken time to listen to my podcast. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about yesterday. I hadn't been feeling well after my son got sick, and it's been like this since really December, kind of on and off. And He was looking out. He said, "Mom, don't get too close. Stay away. Stay out of my room. I don't want you to get sick like you did on Christmas." And I pretty much did that, you know, kept the distance or whatever. But then when I thought he was okay, we were in the car together and I had the window down and, you know, things like that. But next thing you know, I started to get sick. So it started to get a little worse, you know, the coughing and stuff. I was waking up wee hours in the morning, just having these fits, and everything I tried, liquids and, you know, ginger candy and, you know, hot liquids, stuff, it just wasn't helping. So I just finally said, you know what, let's just get up and go to the doctor. So we went very early on yesterday morning. I had some plans that I was not going to let this interfere with. So I had to be out early. And there were some things that were already paid for by someone that I was not about to, you know, not be able to partake of, you know. So, but I knew we needed to go. We went to the doctors and I explained all of the symptoms on top of, you know, they have a history now, at least over a year, of things that have been going on. So they were really concerned and they were like, "Wow, so you've been dealing with the cough since December?" And I said, "Yeah, on and off." And I told them, I said, "I came back here once, but I was dealing with something else. And I brought Christian back." And they're like, "Well, we need to do more than just swab for COVID, this, that. We need to actually go back in and do some more chest x-rays. We need to do," they said, "for you, we need to do an EKG. And we just want to look a little more thoroughly." I said, "Okay." So they did all of that. Come to find out, I had strep throat. Thank God Christian tested negatively for it. And I have bronchitis, and so does he. And then he's, you know, he's been dealing with sinus issues. So, he, you know, he has sinusitis or whatever that they put on there. And so now we're both taking antibiotics. And for the first time ever in my life, I had to do a nebulizer treatment. And that's what they give. I remember that with my aunt when she had asthma and things like that. And so they just wanted to try to clear up the passageway. So I, you know, I did that. And it was quite an experience. We ended up being there for quite some time. But why it turned out to be funny, I'm sitting here, you know, just trying to take all of this in. And my zany 14-year-old, he's, first of all, sitting in a chair across from me while they're working on me. But when they left the room, we had a few doctors and nurses, PAs, you know, come in and out. He's sitting there in the chair doing this act in his British accent, which he's really, really, really very good at it. If you didn't know any better and you close your eyes, you think you're talking to someone from, you know, UK. He's so good with it. And so he's sitting there talking to me and telling me these stories and, you know, British or whatever. And I'm sitting there coughing and I'm trying not to laugh. But the funny thing was, he didn't know that I was recording him. He loves to record me. So I'm sitting here, I got 10 minutes and he never even knew I was recording him. So I'm in there laughing. And then when he came in to do the EKG, they took him over to do x-rays and stuff. So when he came back, you know, she said, "Okay, we're going to work on mom a little bit. You can kind of wait outside the room." And a few minutes later, she went to the door and she said, "Oh," she said, "well, he has a chair and everything. And he's out there talking. Everybody's talking to him." She said, "Such a great kid." All you could hear was, "Wow, that's such a great afro. Love your hair." He gets so many compliments on his hair and his afro and things like that. So everybody's just talking to him. They're working, but they're talking to him. He's having conversations. And so when they finish, they're done with me about 20 minutes or so. It was time for me to, you know, I had a gown and stuff on. So she's like, "Okay, we're going to take all this over and I'm going to, you know, go get your chest x-rays and stuff. And then I'm going to go ahead and, you know, start on Christian, you know, listening to his lungs and all that, you know. So she opened the door again and she said, but it kind of looks like he's all right. She said, I can finish up with you. And she said, you can go ahead and, you know, get your clothes back on. So I went over to the door and I see now he's not by the door. He's not in the chair. Now he's a few doors over and he's in with the lab technicians. And he's this lady. She's a middle-aged black woman. She was so cool and down to earth. But they're just having a conversation like they know each other. And so I said, well, I'm finished. I said, you can come back or not, you know, if you want. So I closed the door and I, you know, got myself together. And next thing I know, I don't see my child come back in the door. So I'm just sitting there now. I'm reading on my Kindle and things like that. It's about 20 minutes. I'm just sitting there by myself. I hear all this talking, all this, you know, passing back and forth. And I mean, this kid is just out there just having a good time in the midst of this staff, like, you know, like he's a part of the crew. And so, you know, they finished everything. Doctor said, you know, I can go ahead and give you all your antibiotics. We have them here. You won't have to make a trip to the pharmacy. So I'll take care of that. I'll get your paperwork. I'll be best. Okay. So he comes in, I'm finishing up my nebulizer treatment, and he's sitting there cracking up laughing, and no, not really cracking up because he can really get silly, but he's like sitting there chuckling and smiling. And next thing I know, he has the video filming me saying, yeah, all those videos that you threatened to show, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll send some of these videos out. And he had the audacity to put music to it and send it to my phone this morning. And I'm sitting there. I have to maintain my breathing. I had a beautiful nurse. We ended up talking with her. She ended up ministering to my son and just confirming so much over his life and about him. She just came in. She told me I was doing very good. She said, wow, you're a very good student. Because I listened to her. I took all her instructions and I started telling her I've always loved school. And my son doesn't understand why even in my 50s, I still educate myself, still take classes, still love to learn. And she said, oh, son, always keep that curiosity. Follow mom and this, that, and the other. And she said, he's a very talented and special and gifted child. And for about 10 to 15 minutes, she just poured into his life. It was so beautiful. Anyway, when we finished all of that, we were leaving and the lab tech, we'll call her Miss D. She said, mom, great job. Feel free to bring them back anytime. So, you know, I just walked back there. Next thing you know, we're in a conversation for about 20 minutes. The lab techs are back there. Everybody's working. She was so perceptive and intuitive that she was telling me about my child like she knew him. And I told her, I said, I know Christian better than anyone. I said, and just in that short period of time, you discern so much about him that people who know him don't even know that well. She said, oh, honey, it's Jesus. She said, I discern it because it's all over him. She said, I was wondering where he got all that pretty hair from. My goodness, his hair is so gorgeous. And she said, so when he said his name, Christian Johnson, I said, wow, that's a powerful name. He's going to do some stuff. She said, then he started telling me about making movies. And she said, I had to check all that out. She said, mom, he is so, and I mean, she was just raving about him. She said, he's going so far. We get this everywhere we go. But the interesting thing is the environment that we're in. We're in there because we're dealing with illness. I'm in this room and I wasn't down or depressed or anything. And the doctor looked at the scan and she said, okay, I see a change with something from the x-rays last year. And so I'm going to need you to follow up again with the specialist. Right. Okay. I'm kind of getting used to this cycle, this little season that I've been in, but I'm still giving God glory and I'm still not down, you know, but my child has such a good time. And what I love about him is he has the ability to just turn anything to fun and games and joke and laugh. And then he came in and encouraged me and, you know, just keeping a smile on my face. And I'm so blessed because of that. I don't know what you're going through. That's just my experience. But I would not allow that to stop my day. I was not about to not enjoy my day. And not just because it was Valentine's Day. You know, if it wasn't, I probably would have just went to the grocery store. I wanted to get soup ingredients. I always make us homemade soup. But this time I decided to do two special pots of soup, one with beef and one with chicken, and lots of spices and vegetables. So, but I said, you know what? I said, I'll deal with that later. I was not going to let that stop me from enjoying the day that the Lord made. And I didn't let what happened or what was going on affect the outcome of my day. I thoroughly put it on the back shelf. I said, look, I've been dealing with this long. Couple more hours won't hurt. So I came in yesterday in the evening and I started, you know, I went in and I started making soup and things like that. And my son wasn't back in yet. He went, you know, he wanted to play ball and things like that, you know, get a little more exercise and stuff in before it got dark. And so I just had some time by myself and I just started like talking to the Lord. And yeah, I got a little choked up and some tears fell. And I still was okay because I was like, I am not defeated. Okay, God, here comes something else. And it seems like every time I start pushing forward, every time, you know, I get through, because I just got over being sick all of from Christmas evening on for weeks. And I'm just kind of starting to get back in a rhythm. I had done about 8 days of a fast, not fully the whole time. I was intermittent fasting. For those of you who don't know, you just eat within a certain window of time. But I decided to make it even stricter. And I ate between like the hours of like 11 or 12 and 4 p.m. I cut out sugar, you know, no juices, no candy. No, I don't eat candy like that. No sweets or anything like that. Just, you know, eating regular meals, fruits, vegetables and things like that. And some other stuff that I wanted. But once 4 o'clock came, it was nothing but water until the next day around 11, at least 10, 11 o'clock. So I'd done that about 4 days. And then when I started to get ill, I said, you know what, I'm just going to do smoothies and water for a few days. And so I did that for 3 days. When I went to the doctors, I was going into the fourth day. And I just was talking to God like, I do everything I can possibly think to do. And it just seems like more layers are being added on. And I said, but you know what? I thank you, because I remember being in darker times than this. I remember more troubles than what I'm going through. And guess what? You brought me through it all. So I know that you're not going to forsake me. And as I was going through this, I got a phone call that I didn't hear because I had my phone on Bluetooth. Gary say Bluetooth. They'll probably come out with that next show. You got Bluetooth, here's some Bluetooth. Anyway, I had it plugged up and I forgot to, you know, turn my phone back on, you know, Audible. And I looked and I saw that I missed the call. So I called back and I forgot that I had been crying. It was about 10 minutes since I had been crying. But the person said, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm fine. You sound like you're crying. I never answered, but I just said, I'm just a little frustrated, but I'm okay. And I shared, you know, some of the things that had taken place and the diagnosis today and things like that. And you know, they were just very caring and encouraging. Just hold on. You're coming through it. It always gets a little darker as you're about to break through. So just, you know, keep it up. And I just enjoyed the rest of my evening. But I'm going to stop this here. I'm going to load it and I'm going to do another one.